Bro, like, I think Jordan was like, I make it look easy, but you know how many shots I missed? Like,
exactly.
I really missed thousands of shots. Even though I won this many championships and I done this and I got this many accolades, it's like he failed 100,000 times, bro, before he even won.
Right.
So if you're not willing to fail and fall and get back up numerous times, and you're really not built for that lifestyle, then go get a regular job where you're not gonna fail.
Baby, come back. Baby, come back. Yeah, yeah, get the whiskey bottle. Yeah, right there. Mm. I love seeing her pour that shit.
Don't sing it for us. You may not drive. Keep going.
A great big Cadillac. Yeah.
That's Hightone, everybody.
Who in the back?
Gangsta White Walls. Hey. TV and Sense in the back.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Street Scholars.
You may not dance.
Season 3.
Yeah. Hey. A car and all.
Shit, you might be driving the bus. It's
episode
good,
4. Yeah. Hightone.
Just remember, brothers and sisters.
I'm gonna ruin the song, guys.
You can still stay in tow. Just be thankful.
Come on now, Tone. Let's go. Hey.
For what? For what?
Come on.
For what you got.
Hightone.
Try. There it is, right? Mm. Hey.
Great big Cadillac. Ooh. Sun rooftop. Dig in the lane with my gangsta lane.
Ooh, ooh.
TV antennas in the back.
Everybody, what's up? We are Bizzak. Did I say Bizzak?
Yes, Bizzak.
You got me. Hightone got me in a hip hop language already.
You're in the moment.
Bizzak.
You're in the mood.
For Shizzle. For Sheezy. Oh, yeah. Or for Sheezy. Either for Sheezy or for Shizzle.
You're going to start talking like me.
You're
going to start talking like me.
We're talking about your accent right now. So, look, man, usually we introduce our guests in the middle of the show. But Hightone, we got to get him on the whole show. You know, we got to get him on the whole show. We're going to talk about our weekend like always. Shit, we're going to talk about his weekend. He just did a big-ass fucking concert.
Yes.
So we'll talk about that. We're going to talk about Novel not going to my birthday. That's cool. He was in Arizona, whatever.
And all right, let's just start it off like that, huh?
And they want to go into Tone's path of success, and he's still going. So I want to get you guys motivated and ready to go, man. Amaris, what's up?
We started. So out of my seat.
What were you doing? You were just walking around everywhere.
She was trying to give me a drink.
Talking in the mic.
Well,
come on now. Oh, we got Omar right here too, everybody. Let's say what's up to Omar. Give Omar a round of hand, man. He's on Omar BTS.
Yeah, the Dark Knight.
The Dark Knight. You know what? When you Tone and me started right now, when you first walked in, I heard another guy's voice. I was all, please don't be fucking weed. Like, I want to do a good podcast. I was like, oh my God. And it was Omar. I was like, cool. It's
you know,
it's
little
Omar.
Baby, we got to go somewhere.
I just want to wet my whistle. Let's start the weekend off. Amaris, what'd you do for the weekend? Let's start with Novel because you did a weekend the same weekend as I did.
Sound like
I
a
did.
Damn DJ at a strip club.
Thank you.
I was in Arizona. I was working. So, yeah, I'm sorry I missed your party. Amaris, what'd you do?
What did I do? I went to Rocky's party.
Was it great?
It was good. I didn't know.
You ain't got to clap for that.
I didn't know half the people there, but it was fun.
And I was clapping with no hands, which is kind of weird.
And then Sunday, I was just recovering. That's it, honestly.
I did the same thing, man. Shout out to everybody.
Wait, hold on. Did you dance with anybody? Did she dance with anybody?
No, the whole time she was with DJ Angelina and DJ Booth.
All right,
pretty much.
Girl.
Sweet little
girl.
Angel. And there was a couple of people that are disappointed because people wanted to meet her. Amber's from Street Scholars. And
well, y'all better stay arm's length away.
They were girls.
Okay. Y'all better stay arm's length away. Okay.
Rocky was trying to introduce me to every guy there, though.
Rocky has officially failed.
Why are you making Novel give me fucking dirty looks
so
right
then
now?
So then I went and hid in the booth because I was all nervous.
Yeah.
At God one, damn it, Rocky.
Let me tell you, Novel. At one point, she said, fuck my shirt. And she was walking around in just a bra. And I go, Amherst.
No. That is not what happened.
You want...
He made fun of me because my shirt was tied and I wasn't showing enough. So then I was like, fine. So then I untied it and then I was showing too much.
She had like her shirt was just unbuttoned.
All I want to know is why didn't you record it?
Like, no, FaceTime?
You know what?
Or FaceTime me.
Oh, I don't know.
That's cool.
I couldn't win.
Bro, that's a double lose right there. Oh my God.
So anyway, shout out to everybody. Went to the party. I had a freaking blast. I mean, it was so much fun. I mean, there was people that even shouldn't have been there that were there. That was kind of cool, too.
My mom was there.
My mom and dad were there as well.
They were dancing.
They were at the club.
My mom and dad went to the club.
They were dancing. They had the
Mary Jane girls there. That's before our time.
My family from Colorado flew in, and they were there. It was just really
was
fun.
Was it James?
No, it was just my cousin Albert, his wife Natalie.
Yeah, shout out Albert.
Anna Nicole. Like, it was just a... Had a really good time. Sun Energy was there. Shout out to
those guys.
They went as well.
The OGs.
The OGs, Sun Energy, man. So they were there as well. It was just, it was crazy, man. You had, I know so many different people. There was like different.
Different genres of friends.
Groups of people. Like,
oh, it was like, what's that movie? Higher Learning. Disneyland. Chinatown.
For sure.
It was like cops to bikers to cholos to strippers to nurses to
Rocky, I have a question,
some people from my church. It was amazing.
I'm gonna cut you off a little bit.
Okay, go ahead.
How many girls that you talked to did you have there? Be honest.
Wow, that's kind of.
I wouldn't.
Because his mom came up and.
Yeah, answer that. Actually, you know what? Answer that. You didn't have my back this weekend.
I'll give you an example. Okay, I went to the bar. I came back, and there was some girl talking to my mom. And I was like, okay, why is this girl talking to my mom for? She goes, hey, I introduced myself to your mom. I told her we were kind of talking and this and that. I'm like, what on earth? They're like, am lying or not?
No. Nope.
And then she was dancing with my mom. I thought, okay, this is getting kind of weird. Like, oh, okay.
She just wanted the brownie points.
Yeah.
But you never talking. Y'all was talking?
No, we weren't talking like that.
So she. I mean, what do you consider talking, though?
I mean, I like that. I never even took that girl out before, like, on a date. So we're not talking at all.
Is it the same one that introduced herself to me as well?
Have you kissed
Probably.
Her?
Probably. Oh. I haven't even went out with her. Like, no.
Yeah,
like
nothing.
Oh, then that's all the way bad.
Hey, T, I like you as an interviewer. You're usually the interviewee. You're I like this shit.
Yeah, T.
Fucking, yeah, get him.
Tone's pretty vicious.
Rock's over here blushing. Like.
A little bit. So anyways, it was a good night. I had a blast. I had to recover. I busted a high tone. Well, I had to recover like a whole day. Like
T takes like a fucking week to recover.
Every fucking Monday, Tone goes, Instagram. I'm not, you know, I'm right here. I'm not going to drink anymore. I'm going to go on a fasting. I'm going to just dehydrate. I'm going to do a whole cleanse. Like, shut the fuck up, Tone.
Drink a gallon of water.
Oh, my God. Hang on, I'm not going to lie. I didn't even drink that much at your party. Yeah. And I was still hurting.
It was those roofies you got.
Yeah.
They give me headaches.
Just because we're old now.
Yeah. You know.
We're the paid in full. Get the man at the thermometer.
Yeah. So it was Sunday. I just recovered the whole day. And, that was pretty much it, man. I had a blast. Thank you for everybody going. Thank you for DJ Angie for hosting it and hooking us up with bottles. And thanks, Triple G buying bottles. My cousin Albert bought fucking, I don't know how many bottles and beers he bought. Like, it was just.
Dang, all those bottles?
Yeah, it was just out of control. It was fucking.
No wonder why you slept all day, son.
Well, I just drink beer, though. I'm just a beer guy. I was just drinking beer, but they kept giving me shots, and I kept giving, like pretend I'm taking a shot, and I'll just give it to somebody else, you know? It was fucking.
That's smart.
It was very smart. I'm a genius, you know?
So how many dates have you been on this week?
Wow.
I like this. Rocky's in the corner.
Get to it. Well, you know what's funny? Because she said...
Wait, who's she?
It's just some girl. I'm not going to say her name.
Okay.
Okay.
No names. I just, yeah. Is it she number one, she number two, maybe a she number three?
There's no like she's. It's just like there's no really plural singulars kidding. Right now. You know, just it was just that some girl we hung out.
Okay.
Like she
a coffee date.
This is all cool. Let me tell y'all. Like I don't want to tell say she's, I don't want to tell you she's amazing. Cause yeah. That's like you know I barely met her. But let me tell y'all.
She aight.
Let me tell y'all how cool it was.
All right.
So she lives kind of far. She lives in IE. Okay. Mm-hmm. She drove to West Cove.
Ooh, you got one that drove to you finally.
So let me tell you. So she drove two days in a row mm-hmm. to me.
Ooh.
Okay, we chill, whatever. Then went to a bar. I went to the bathroom. I dropped by a couple rounds. I went to the bar. I went to the restroom. I came back. Guess what?
She was hooking up with someone else.
No, Tone, you're ruining my...
You just said she's cool.
Yeah, wow.
That's cool. No,
I came back...
Oh, that's cool.
I came back from the bar, from the restroom to the bar.
Yeah, two new drinks on your table.
She bought a round while I was in the restroom, like, on her own. Ain't that amazing? Like, she knew what I liked.
Hold on, I'm going to interrupt you.
Hold on, Ash. She knew what I liked, and she knew... It's like she knew what I liked, and I didn't like.
Okay. It was like... Does she listen to the motherfucking podcast?
Exactly! This is the thing. I said, Rocky, you tell... Your whole entire life, like season one and two, that you like on the podcast. Like just last week, he was like, "I want somebody who drives to my house. I want somebody who's going to do this." What did she do?
Yeah, he went to the bathroom. She pulled out a notepad of what Rocky likes. Like, oh shit, what should I do right now? No, no, one, two, three. Okay,
she has the cheat code, bro.
Yeah, she has the cheat code.
She was like, "Hey, no,
she was up, down, left, right,
yeah, X, Y, T."
I told Rocky.
Select start.
You need the select start.
I told Rocky. I said she's really good because she pretty much did.
What I didn't think about it till now. You fucking ruined my fucking moment.
It's just so weird. It's like she knows me. Well, duh. You know your whole damn life on the podcast, stupid.
Hey! Whoa!
Hey-o.
So. You ran down my fucking parade,
but
right
we're
now.
I'm not taking away her points.
I was head over heels for a little bit.
Well, get your motherfucking umbrella out then.
Umbrella?
Yeah, so. She's raining on your parade.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And you're
God
wet.
Damn it. Well, come on now.
Tone, shut. Who invited Tone as a guest? This guy is fucking something out.
All right, T, what'd you do this weekend?
Tone, what did you do? Oh, T, you had a concert.
Show.
I heard it was freaking amazing. Well, all your concerts are amazing.
Thank you.
I heard this one's amazinger.
No, yeah, that's it was way amazing.
It's a newer. It's a newer.
No, so I did perform at the Roxy Saturday. Mm-hmm. Super dope set. I mean, I didn't get drunk.
Get the out of here.
I swear. I had to be in San Diego Sunday at 8 o'clock in the morning.
God damn.
For a paintball.
For a paintball.
You're so... Fool, I seen your Instagram, so I don't want to interrupt you. But you're bruised up, bro. Like, God. You're bruised.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
you're dedicated to that, huh?
Is it really paintball or Steph hitting you? Be honest.
It's a little bit of both, bro.
Did, I don't want to say the story, but did she wake up in the middle of the night when you're doing something?
No. That has not happened since. I'm done.
Wait, what happened? I want to know now. What happened?
Before we talk about positive motivation, can I tell a story?
His face is too like...
Can we... Omar's laughing. Omar knows that story, too.
Hold on. I think you made up for it a couple weeks ago.
Yeah,
wait. Made up for what?
Tone...
You got to tell this.
Tone, tell the story, please. Let everybody know they're normal. Like they do this.
I think
go ahead.
2 weeks ago, story was
T, what happened?
Hi, Tone.
I came home real drunk.
Okay.
Listen to this.
That's always fun.
Listen.
I know how tired she gets and how she hates to be woken
this
up.
This isn't
stop.
Excuse.
Stop. Tired she gets
hold
or her?
Novel, let you. Him tell a story. Wait, go
okay,
ahead.
Sorry.
So I didn't want to wake her up because I knew how tired she was. She was probably mad because I got home so late. So
what time
was
it? What time did you come stumbling in the door?
Maybe 2, 3.
Oh, that's normal hours then.
Either way, she was tired. Go ahead.
She was tired.
Mm-hmm.
So I went on Pornhub.
I have.
What? Go. Keep
and
telling
I was
it.
I was looking at some things, right? And I was like, damn. Like,
What do you mean? What kind of things? Which story did you go on? Oh, which category was it?
It is booty.
It was just
Booty and the Beast.
Go ahead, tell it.
Tell the story. It's a great story.
So, anyways, I was looking at some things and I was like, "Damn! Like, I know the only way I'm gonna fall asleep really quick is if I bust a nut."
Okay,
that's science.
It's science. It's mathematical.
Yeah,
2 plus 2.
Actually, yeah. Sometimes it wakes you up. But go on.
What?
Sometimes it wakes you up. All
right,
sex okay. In the morning before you go to work right. Will wake your
well,
ass
anyways,
up.
Bro.
Anyways, go on.
No, he wasn't. You want to picture T do it? Not you, Tom.
No, you know what? I don't even think we should tell him, Rock.
Okay, they get the picture.
God damn it, T. What basically, the fuck were you doing? I don't know what the hell. No. I want T to tell it.
Okay, T, tell
come
him.
On, tell it, T.
All the good points.
Yeah, there's good points.
They're gonna love you for this.
Steph was peeking at me.
She had those TFC.
She was wearing those little eyes.
My God.
Oh, no.
Let this man tell the story?
You're interrupting, idiot.
She had the, I even slay in my sleep eye things on. So I was like, oh, I'm in the clear, bro. But I didn't know that she was peeking out like a little kid. And I got caught.
Caught what? Just hey, looking you playing with your ting ting?
Novel, he got caught red-handed.
Hold on, the best part is she said she was laying there and she was moving on purpose just to see what he would do, and every time he was like pretending like he was
every time. Wait,
why do you know the story?
She told everybody.
Oh my god.
That's the one I told us. So every time Tom would pretend he was
asleep. Is looking so uncomfortable right now.
So Tom would roll over pretending to sleep like this.
we're lucky we don't have fucking someone filming this shit.
Oh my god.
It's not on YouTube.
Gosh,
so anyway, bro. That was our weekend, everybody. But like Amber said, Tone made it up, and that could probably still have told her like, man, my man made it up. Like, so that's good, Tone.
Yeah. Well, good. I hit her up and I asked her, I asked Am, what stuffed animal would you pick best?
Oh, your God.
So I did the whole, like, you know.
Stuffed animal, flowers, chocolates.
Yep, he sure did.
I'd have got one with a Pornhub t-shirt on.
I Build-A-Bear? That is Omar in the background, everybody.
Yeah. He said he'd deliver the bear with a Pornhub t-shirt on.
Everybody, that was our weekend. Want to get to commercial right now. When we get back, want to talk about some positive stuff.
Commercial is brought to you by Dot Hoodie, where their mission at Dot Hoodie is to change the stigma behind the controversial clothing item and bring back the American staple with the message, be nice. It's not about race nor gender. When people see their message on the hood, it's a reminder that we are all the same. Dot Hoodie.
We're back with High Tone.
High Tone.
High T.
So pretty much want to get into, like, obviously if you follow us, you probably follow Tone. And you're probably listening because the Tone's on the podcast. And want to get into, because you have to figure, like, Tone does it all. That guy is in the vape game. That guy is in the tattoo game, the rap game, the michelada game, the barber game. This guy just probably, he probably mows lawn that we didn't even fucking know about. We don't know. Like, I don't know what he's doing. So want to get into, how'd you get to Tone? Like, have you always been like an ambitious kid? Like, were you mowing lawns as a little kid? Like, you seem like you always been like a hustler, always doing something. Were you scouting, like, Boy Scout cookies? Like, what the, how in the fuck are you, how's your hand in the cookie jar and a lot of cookie jars?
He's an octopus.
You know,
where did it all begin?
So I grew up in Covina.
Okay.
I went to an elementary school called Ben Lomond. I got expelled from there, went to Cypress. Then I went to junior high, I went to Sierra Vista.
Okay.
Which is in Covina.
The middle school.
Middle school. And there was this candy store that was, I always rode my BMX bike and I always skateboarded, and there was this candy store. It was called the Candy Factory. Okay. So I was able to buy these licorice. There were, you know, the sour with the sugar on them?
Mm-hmm. I love sour
the
punch.
The fire ones.
The sour punch ones.
But they were the thick ones.
The thick ones.
Yeah. Got you. Yeah.
The OG ones.
Yeah.
So I think I bought the whole thing for $5.
Nice.
And there was probably 70, 80 of these things in there.
Like, so the tub.
Yeah, the tub. So I would go to school with the tub in the backpack, and I would sell each
licorice
for 25 cents.
Oh. Kind of genius.
Yeah, so genius. At that time, I mean, I didn't know where that was going to lead to, but
yeah.
I think back, I'm like, why was I that young trying to sell licorice and trying to make money? Like,
you were a hustler, baby.
You're literally flipping licorice.
I was flipping licorice. And that turned into selling weed.
Bro, if there was 80 in there and you're selling them for a quarter a pop and you bought the whole gallon for $5, bro, you
added up.
Banking. Yeah.
But then I remember this one story. Check this out. So I loved X-Men, right?
Right.
You remember Wolverine, yep. Magneto,
you know, the
Beast,
X-Men,
whatever.
Yeah.
But I had all the figurines.
In the boxes, so, too?
Not in the boxes. But... So I wanted this laser pointer. Remember back when, if you had a laser pointer, yeah. You were the shit.
Yes,
especially
like
in class.
It's like if you had an iPad now. This was like this was like
it's
I
kinda,
have a laser pointer.
Kind of true.
So I sold my X-Men to some kid in school, and I bought me a laser pointer. It was like $40, right? First day I get the laser pointer, I go on the roof, and it's at nighttime. I'm in the sniper outfits, like the whole camouflage, and I'm shining the light through the window. Pretending like I'm a sniper, like you got a red beam on your head,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Call of Duty shit.
Well, next thing you know, the cops are at the apartments.
Oh, wow.
So I'm laying on the roof. I'm hiding from the cops.
Yeah.
Right? And my buddy Ryan, he lifts his head. The cops see us, right? Jump up on the roof, point the guns at whatever. This big old scene in the apartment. I get my mom has to make a scene pretending like she's like one of them strict moms because my mom wasn't strict.
Yeah.
And she broke my laser pointer, bro.
Oh, wow.
In front of the cops to get me out of trouble. Like, yeah, yeah. I'm going to take care of this. This guy ain't going to have this no more,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
After that day, bro, I'm like, man, I got to make some more money because I need another laser pointer.
Right.
So that's how this whole thing started. You
okay.
feel me?
I got you.
But I think that's how my hustler mentality kind of started. I don't even know.
You set your mind already, like how to flip things. It was kind of like your mind always went that way after that.
So, yeah.
So then from selling licorice, you went from selling weed.
To weed.
And then what was your next step?
Selling dreams, baby.
Yeah. I've dabbled in a lot of stuff, but I think like I just never wanted to work for like somebody. Like it's been always something in my head where it was like.
And you never have you?
I worked at U-Haul.
You did? I never knew this.
Yeah, I worked at U-Haul. I remember it was 2002 because it was when the Raiders went to the Super Bowl against the Bucks.
Okay.
And I watched it inside of the U-Haul garage, and I wasn't working that day.
That was probably like, okay, I got you.
But anyways, that didn't work out, and it just work isn't – school and work has never been my favorite things.
Yeah.
You know, so when you don't want to go to school and when you don't want to work, you have to figure out some way to –
But that's not from being lazy. That's just because you don't want to do that.
No, it wasn't in my blood.
Obviously, you're not a lazy person. You're never even fucking home. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like
you're
on the grind.
You're always doing something. So it's not, I didn't want to go to school. I don't have a regular job because I'm lazy.
Yeah, I'm on the couch. Smoking. No,
yeah, that's not the case.
I think like you just are born with a certain mentality. Yeah. You have certain dreams and have certain, you know, visions of who you want to be. And it's like working for somebody just didn't work for me. Yeah. Like, and I'm not saying, talking down to anybody that, because everyone has different dreams and goals. Some people want a 9-to-5, want a family, want to have a certain hours and go home and
steady pertain life.
To it. And that's it. Yeah. Like, that just wasn't me. You know what I'm saying? So my dreams and my aspirations aren't necessarily going to, you know, pertain to everybody else in this world. I'm just telling you my story.
Yeah.
And what I didn't and what I did like.
Yeah, you're not telling anybody to drop out of school.
No way. I want you to go to school. Yeah. I hope you do go to school. Because if I went to school, I probably would be in a different position than I am now. But at the end of the day, I know that I didn't. So I had to hustle even harder. Okay. I'm going to tell you this much. If you don't go to school, if you don't have an education, the journey's a lot longer for you.
Yeah.
You feel me? Because with schooling, you're almost guaranteed. Do this. Get out of school. Do what you went to school for, and you're gonna have a life.
It had a plan already for you, like
it's set.
Just follow ABC, you know? Kind of plan.
And I didn't do that.
Okay, take us to your first. I think your first, like I want to say, good job. You got into the tattoo industry first. Like, what year was that around?
That was like 2000, maybe 5.
Yeah, but it's not like,
6?
And it's not like you just went to. First of all, you went to the top of the line. Tattoo shop, Ink Slingers. But it's not like you went there and started apprenticing. Like, you put your work in there. You're cleaning toilets and so on, mopping floors, taking out the trash for quite some time.
I remember.
So it's not like, oh, like, my friend's going to show me that tattoo and just you're getting blessed with it.
Well, I didn't even go to Ink Slingers to learn.
Yeah.
To learn. I went there to make some extra money because I had a deal through Warner Brothers in my music and they shelved my album. Mm-hmm. So if you're a musician, you all know, you got to have money to actually produce your records, make videos. Like, it takes money to make money in the music.
For any industry, almost.
Anything.
Yeah.
You want to be a barber, but you got to have money to buy a Clippers. Yeah. You got to have money to buy this. You can't just start at anything with zero money, zero anything.
Yep.
So I was doing music. They shelved the album. I was literally sitting back like, damn, like, how am I going to make music and I'm not making money? I can't sell drugs because I like doing drugs too much, which means I'm not really making money off drugs because I was liking to do them.
Like the 10 crack commandments.
Yeah. You get what I'm saying? Like, don't use your own supply. So that wasn't working for me. So it was God working in a mysterious way. Ruben at the shop, he had gotten into a fight, broke his jaw, and they had called me.
I remember that.
To help answer phones. So they called me and they're like, hey, we need help answering phones. You can make this amount of money throughout the day if you do this. And I'm like, man, like, if I can make this, then that means I could do this. So I went, mopped floors, cleaned toilets.
You were looking over the hill. You weren't like you weren't looking just like at it. Like you want to see like what's over it.
Like, yeah, like yeah. What can I do? I think like any hustler always has like a bigger objective and a bigger vision. So you don't ever just go, I'm gonna do this for that. You say, I'm gonna do this because of this.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And if you don't always look ahead, then you're always gonna get stuck.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And that's really like what it is, bro. Like everyone always gets comfortable. You know what I'm saying?
That's the most dangerous thing, man.
To get whether it's relationships, whether it's your dreams, work. The minute you get comfortable, things start to fall out of line and start to fall out of place.
And you get in a rut. You're, right,
you're just a machine. You're a toy. You're just waking up, doing this, going to sleep. Everything's the same.
It's good.
You're a robot.
That's good.
So I feel like that's kind of like the start of everything, you know, like. And I feel like some people are born with it because there's people in this world that have everything at their hand. They could have a big following. They could have they don't even know what to do with it. They don't even want to do nothing more with it. Yeah. They're comfortable at what that is, and that's fine. I'm just not that way.
Yeah.
You know?
You always want more on your plate. If not, there's too much on your plate, you get another plate kind of deal.
Like, yeah, and there's pros and cons to that too because you feel like sometimes you're not satisfied.
But right now you're talking about your rapping career a little bit. Now you're getting to your tattoo career, but both weren't easy. Even when you first started rapping, like with your I remember when I first met you, you're a rapper, like you're like a little kid rapper kind of deal when I first met you. But like it wasn't blown up yet. Like you know your Warner Brothers, but it wasn't very known at that time. Like you put your work in hours, but even with your tattoo game, like I remember you tattooed me. And I remember it's still a nice tattoo. It's a portrait.
Yeah.
But I remember some big tattoo artist told you, oh, you shouldn't have, you're proud to show him the tattoo. I remember. And this guy goes, oh, it's not a good tattoo, man. You shouldn't be doing those kind of tattoos. What are you doing? But you could have been very like, fuck, I'm gonna quit right now because this guy said it was a bad tattoo. And you could have been very discouraged for even the rap industry or your tattoo industry. But you still to this day, you don't listen to criticism. Like you don't, and you just keep. I know people say like hate motivates, but you really believe in that, and you really go by that. Like let them hate, like that just motivates. I know people say it as a meme or whatever you want, but you actually live by that.
Yeah, it's very easily get. You can easily get discouraged, bro. Yeah. You know, all along this way up in this journey up this mountain.
Yeah,
there's millions and hundreds of people that will sit on the sideline and critique you and tell you what you're not doing right, what you are doing. Yeah. At the end of the day, you're not running my race.
Yeah.
Only I could run my race.
Yeah.
So if I'm on the track and my head keeps turning trying to listen to people, I'm going to get passed up.
It's good.
I'm going to get passed up. So at the end of the day, it's like, you want to just do what you want to do.
Look at the finish line.
That's it, bro. You know focus. I mean? Yes. You know, have a blinder on.
Stay in your lane.
That's it.
So you got the tattoo. So you got the rapping thing. You got the tatting game. And for a little while, you went into the vaping game, right? When vaping was kind of big. Is vaping still big right now?
The laws kind of mess things up, but it's still a multi-million dollar business.
I remember I went to the Vegas to the vape convention because you guys had the
TNC. We launched the brand. Yeah,
it was fun, man. I mean, that was a good weekend.
But that's something that. You know, didn't work out.
Yeah.
Like
the barbershop. You talk about the barbershop, Poppies, right?
I mean, Poppies didn't. You worked with me.
Yeah, I did.
You know, and it's like, I just look at it this way. Like, the one thing people are going to remember about me is that I tried everything that I possibly wanted to try.
You took the opportunity and went with it.
That's it. Yeah. If it failed, it failed. But I learned from it.
Yes.
And now I know that wasn't my road.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But how do you know it's not your road if you don't take the road?
No, you know? You.
So,
that's true.
But yes, the vape, the federal laws and all that kind of messed that up. The barbering, just I wasn't a barber and I wasn't.
You didn't have time for it, let's be honest.
It just didn't work. Like,
it's a tough industry. It is. But like at the same time, but those two failing kind of, I mean, I didn't want to say fail, but just didn't happen as you wanted to. But I say that you didn't quit. Like you still like it, that didn't stop you from opening like another business and another business venture. You go, okay, what am I gonna do now? Like, what's the next step?
I feel like that's the most important piece. So many people, the fact, the difference between you and other people is that you can actually say you tried and you actually, and whether it failed or whether it was an accomplishment, at least you tried. So many people don't even try. They don't even make that move to even try.
No, that's real. No,
it is. It is. And that's, it goes to that thing. It's like we might not get what we fight for, but everything that we get will be a fight. And that's what you're doing. Yeah, you're fighting for everything that you want, no exactly. matter what, whether you get it or not.
That's yeah, true. And I just think the majority of the world, they fail once and they think they get depressed. Mm-hmm. You know, the it just
very discouraged.
Yeah, it's like, bro, like I think Jordan was like, I make it look easy, but you know how many shots I missed? Like
exactly.
I really missed thousands of shots. Even though I won this many championships and I done this and I got this many accolades, it's like he failed 100,000 times, bro. Before he even won.
Right.
So if you're not willing to fail and fall and get back up numerous times and you're really not built for that lifestyle, then go get a regular job where you're not going to fail.
Yeah, well, that's how you learn.
I do want to get into, I think it was 2 weeks ago, you brought 50 cents to the San Gabriel Valley, to the liquor store. Mm-hmm. Oh, that was pretty freaking awesome. I couldn't go, but... That's pretty dope.
Yeah.
I mean, growing up, I mean, we all listened to 50 Cent.
Yeah.
We're about to just like, what? Like,
it was definitely a dream come true. You know, yeah. It's another part of the journey. Like, I'm just trying to do things that are going to change the culture and change the way people look. Like, people from the SGV would never think 50 is going to walk into a liquor store.
I grew up in a liquor store as a little kid.
So
yeah, Jane.
You don't think that. You don't think that this star is coming to your city. So it's like, at the end of the day, everything I'm doing is for a positive turnout, because at the end of the day, it's like showing these kids, I might be able to bring this. You don't know what you're going to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's possibility. It's opportunity.
But even at the end of the day, like when you first start your rapping career, like who would have thought that one day you're going to be on the same flyer as 50 Cent, like bring him to, like, you know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm saying. If you're young listening to the show or anything, like you might, I don't know, like who, I don't know any rapper. Who's a big rapper right now? That's young. I don't know. But one day one day you might be on a flyer with him. You just never, ever know.
Ever know.
You know what I mean? It's kind of dope.
Like I told you on the phone the other day, the only time you lose is when you quit. The day that you quit is the day you lose. The day you lose and not quit is the day you win, because you have an opportunity to really get that belt, really get that championship if you don't stop doing what you love.
Yeah. Right.
That's the thing.
Yeah, even with the one at the store 86, I mean, obviously it failed for whatever reasons. But man, like, give it a shot. Like 5 years of it, it was has up and downs, but like I could say I owned a store before. Like, and exactly. At one point it was kind of cracking.
You did.
You know what I mean? Like I did it.
But you didn't stop after that. You didn't get no 9-to-5. You
yeah,
became a barber.
I mean, just like Tone, I don't see me ever doing a 9-to-5. I mean, if I had to, like I would, like, you know, but like I'm definitely gonna look for other options first.
It's like that quote. What does it say? It's like life is like fighting for territory. So once you stop fighting for what you want, what you don't want will automatically come and find you.
Right.
Gotcha.
That's a good quote.
And so I think that both of you got, like, even you starting your store.
Yeah.
If you, whether it taught you something, right? Whether it didn't succeed the way that you wanted to because of other things that happened, but at least you tried. At least you can say you tried.
I definitely didn't know that industry.
Right.
I just thought it was like, hey, let's open a store up. Like, I didn't even know, like, you had to get approved to
carry brands.
To carry your brand. Obey, mm-hmm. Diamond, yep. All the big brand, RVCA.
And
if somebody had that brand within a foul radius of you, and obviously at that time it was on Citrus, remember it was cracking? That
Utility.
Utility had all the brands already, and they've been there forever. So I'm open like a mile down the street. So they have all the major brands. So I was like, fuck. So we had the store open. I couldn't even get the brand. I had to order brands. And shout out to like people like Rebel 8 hooked me up. SRH is like a bro brand, all these brands. But when I first started, I go, I need to get some kind of brands in here. Like, geez, like I have to sell something.
Right.
And I'm like, even Famous Sergeant Straps, like they you know, like hooked it up, man. Like they were cool brands, and they weren't, I always respect those brands because they were never conceited. There's some brands out there that are super conceited, but I get it because they're protecting their image and their brand. Like, it's fine.
But what is it? What is the lesson that it taught you?
Oh, I just, you know what?
That's helped you grow, like, in your career, in your life now. Like, what is the lesson that it's taught you?
Fuck. I don't know. It taught me not to get into something that I don't know anything about, pretty much. Like, I just thought it was a cool thing to do. Like, I'm going to be, like, my main purpose was at the age, especially I was a little younger, is, like, I get to tell people I'm a store owner. Like, I'm going to get, you know what I mean? Like,
right. You're doing it for your own hype.
Yeah, for my own hype. Like, at the end of the day, like I was faking it. And like I told you before on the last episode, that was the most broke I ever been in my freaking life. I was broke. Like, you know what I mean? I'm the last person to get paid. You had the overhead, and you have employees and so on and so on, and inventory. Like, I was broke. Like, I was happy to have, like, extra $50, go to Buffalo Wild Wings and have a beer, like, to be honest, like, a good lunch. Like, I wasn't doing too good.
Or Rude Dogs before you got 86.
Well, exactly. So, as far as that, it was more of an image thing, more how you say it was just for the hype.
Right.
I mean, so I didn't know anything about it. Like, I could open up another... If we could go back, like, and open something else, it'll be something else. Like, okay. It definitely wouldn't be... I mean, how many boutique shops do you see out there no more? Right. None.
No.
And the biggest one was Store 13, and they couldn't even make it. And look how awesome they were. They're freaking legit. Mm-hmm. Everybody had Store 13 shirt on. I had a Store 13 shirt. Teppy was a man. Hairface worked there, too, as well. So, I mean, if they couldn't make it, like... And when they're closing down, like, oh, fuck. Like, they're not making it. Like, fuck. Like, what am I going to do? Like, you know, so... Just didn't work out.
Yeah, it was discouraging.
That was at least you tried.
That was my plan, not God's plan, obviously, because it didn't happen. Exactly. You know, that's what I do for the hype, and God don't care for the hype. Unless you're hyping him up.
And so many times we get let down because we don't accomplish what we want for ourselves, but it's because it's not what God's plan is for us.
Yes,
He has a bigger plan always.
If it's our plan, we're just gonna sometimes gonna fail, bro. Like, you know what I mean? It's gonna fail because we don't know what the hell we're doing,
right?
You know, really. I want to take a small break or fast. Want to come back and want to talk about more about motivational and just get you a little more hyped up about your life and not to give up on it, about your dreams. We'll be right back.
Hi, Tone, and you can get the Gold Michi at over 500 store locations, including Albertsons, Vons, and Pavilions. Please go to our website, thegoldmichico.com, to find all store locations.
Darn break. I just heard the most amazing, encouraging story that tripped me out right now. I wish we were recording it, but I don't know if we could say it again.
Was so good.
But we have Omar right here. Omar is on, he's partnered with High Tone for the Gold Michi Company. And this guy was saying, I don't want to say his job he did before, unless he wants to say it, but he was making $350,000 a year. He's Tone's friend. He said Tone encouraged him and motivated him to leave his job to do his own job. That he didn't want to do 95 anymore. He wanted to do his own thing. Even though he's taking a big pay cut right now, he's following his dream right now. And for somebody making over a quarter, like way over a quarter, like, you know, $350,000 a year, you know, to quit his job and say, you know what, I'm going to just follow my dreams. That, I mean, Tony, that's the first time you heard that right now, right?
But you missed the most valuable piece. He's never been happier.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And like he said, too, he said he's doing God's plan now. Like, he thinks it's God's plan because he's so, I think when you do God's plan, you are sincerely happy. Yeah. It's a different kind of happiness that money can't buy. Yeah. He's not making as much money, but he's not broke, but he's just like, he's doing.
It's
going to
come again.
Oh, it's going to come again.
Yeah.
Tony, and now the first time you heard that from Omar, right?
Yeah. It definitely got me emotional because.
Yeah. I seen that.
I look up to him. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
I look up to you.
Thank you. I look up to him.
Every and, time you're on like the show, a bromance. Every right time Tone on the show, somebody cries.
I love it.
Tone, you always make somebody cry in the damn show.
Bro, it's because, like, you could look up to someone so much, but you don't, in that moment, you don't realize that they're looking up to you, you know?
Yes.
And I'm not going to lie, man. Like, this journey hasn't been easy. And there's been days that I've wanted to quit. There's been days that I've cried in my bed. There's been days that I look at myself like a failure, you know, because when you always want more, you're always looking at everybody else. You're always looking at, I'm not him. I'm not there yet. I'm not. But you don't remember that I am successful in my way.
Yeah.
You know, I am. I really am. Whether I'm not Drake, I'm not Jay-Z, I'm not Puffy, I'm not Kendrick, but I know I motivate my city and where I came from.
And they're not High Tone either, though. You know what I mean? I mean, just because they have that success on paper and everything else, but like, I think you're a sincerely happy person, like spiritually and all that, you know? And that's something that money can't buy.
Yeah, and I just,
And so many people do look up to you. They really do.
Most definitely.
And that's what I was telling you earlier. Like maybe this part of your life might not be where you want it or this, but there's a reason for it. Like everything is kind of at the perfect balance where you're still able to have your relationship with your family and your and have the relationship with Steph and your friends, and you have people. And I think the most important piece for your life too is that you have so many people around you that really support you and literally like would do anything for you. Yeah. And that's the most valuable piece, who you surround yourself around.
No, that is. Yeah. I mean, I really can't, you know.
You're blessed, bro. You're blessed. Really, at the end of the day, you're blessed. You got to stop looking at other people's shit. Like, you are fucking blessed. At the end of the day, bro.
And
We spend too many time scrolling through other people's destinies. Or we need to just stay in our lane and stay focused and not worry about what's to our right or what's to our left, because then that's when you lose the race. When you're racing in any type of race, if you're looking to your right and you're looking to your left, you're already automatically going to lose. The person that wins is just focused on themselves. They're looking straight, and that's it.
That's it.
You got to stay on that marathon.
And
run,
I was telling Tone the other day, because Tone's Michi-La's going so
race,
good.
It's a marathon.
His album came out. His Michi coming and going out. So right now, Tone's really big on the repost on his story. It's like, I talk to him, I go, Tone, like, low key, like, I miss your motivational talks in your fucking car. Like, your story had a lot of content behind it. But I know, like, you like to show people love and doing that. But I go, Tone, like, your content's not there in your stories no more. I know you want to show people love, but, like, I think, like, your stories were always good and motivational. Mm-hmm. And I think you got to, I mean, I'm not telling you run your stories, but I'm just saying, like, I think people look forward to your stories. You know what I mean? Like, people actually look forward to your stories, you know?
No, they definitely do.
I think you should have, like, a one day, a repost day. Like, I don't fucking know, bro. Like,
it's.
But then you caught me, too, because I started doing it.
Yeah, and I feel like just my heart don't let me. Like, I would feel like if I'm going to repost people Monday and then somebody from Wisconsin is listening to my music on Tuesday, and I'm saying I'm not gonna look. I just like to give the love that I get.
No, I get it
back. You know what I'm saying?
I started doing it because we're getting so much repost now, like on a podcast.
Yeah.
So I feel like, okay, I gotta repost it. Like, so now I feel like,
yeah, because I feel like that's where all of our, that's where it started. That's the roots.
Yeah.
If we don't take care of the people that really really support us,
come on, Tom.
Then how could you even expect someone to continue to support you?
Right.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Like, it's a big deal, bro, because that one person from a small city, we repost them, it's a big deal to them.
Oh, they made their day. They made their day.
Because they don't live in LA and California, and they don't hang with the people we hang.
Yeah.
But we can't lose track of that.
I remember one time, I want to get into your Gomiji company right now and how it started and so on, what you're doing right now, because you're doing really big things. But I remember one time, I don't know whose birthday was, but I went to that place in Rolling Heights, Banana, what's it called?
Banana Bay.
Oh, so I went to Banana Bay. I took a girl there for the first time.
Isn't it T's birthday that time?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I had it like 3 years in a row.
But, so one time I went, and this girl she was so pumped up to go with me. I go, yeah.
I remember that time.
No, so the whole fucking time, this girl was taking pictures of Tone and Steph eating. Like, the whole time. And I think Stills, his girl at that time, like, told that girl, like, because I was like, okay, this girl's fucking annoying me now, too. Like, she's been a super groupie. Like fucking what the fuck, you know?
Yeah.
So we kicked her out of your dinner.
And she did?
Oh, yeah, we did. Yeah,
Rocky doesn't play. He'll leave girls at bars. Yeah.
He told her to leave. I remember that shit.
I told her to leave. I go, dude, like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, first of all, you're embarrassing me. Like, let Steph fucking eat her food without you fucking Snapchatting her. Like, eat. Like, poor Steph. Like, the fuck, you know? Like, yeah, like, so, like, I just, you gotta go. So, yeah, so people do want to be a part of this, you know, like, what you're doing. Even if it's just a repost, like, at least they're part of it. So, I definitely get what you're saying right now. But let's get into the Gomiji, man, because that looks like that's blowing up. I seen that just fucking skyrocket has it even been a year yet?
No, like 6 months.
And I just seen on the Instagram that you guys are, like, in what? Some major grocery stores now as well, you know?
Albertsons, Vaughn's, Pavilion.
Dude, how fucking big is that, bro? That's like, what?
Huge.
So huge. And I remember when you first started, you done some footwork. You literally went to liquor stores and gas stations. Like, you did High Tone, you know? Like, you went with your own car. You didn't have your little Prius or anything yet. You just went in your car and just sold them at gas stations. Like, you're like a, like, selling like fucking Boy Scout cookies.
Yeah.
Like, hey,
or like the guys outside of the liquor store selling you their
selling like your fucking.
But it all goes back to the hustle.
Yeah,
exactly. That's what
I'm
saying.
You remember TFC 1, 2.5. The good old days.
All that shit was out the trunk.
I pressed up albums and gave them out at gas stations, Walmart. You saw the comment I posted the other day on Instagram.
They see
I
remember Walmart, at
you handed me a CD at Walmart parking lot.
Yeah.
Now you're doing this. Like, those type of things are real. You can't buy those comments.
That's what I'm saying.
You cannot buy them.
Yep.
You're
so
working for it.
At the end of the day, it's like your hustle from day one is going to continue to either grow. Or you're going to get tired and quit. And well, we don't quit here.
Since I got you, Omar, here right now, too, when your comic gets a little bit bigger, if you got a position for me, man.
He's not Omar.
What's up, man?
But, hey, let me tell you. So what we did, what happened was me and Omar have been in business with music for the last 4 years.
Yeah, okay.
He's put up a lot of money with the music dream because his dream at the end of the day was to become either a record label president
Puff
or
Daddy type of
some sort of music like executive.
Yeah.
Right.
That wasn't our plan.
Yeah.
That wasn't our, God told us that a year ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was, he shut that all the way down. But we still are friends.
Yeah, of course.
Whether it worked, whether he put up this, he lost this much money, I lost time, shit didn't work out.
Yeah.
We still stayed friends.
That's so valuable.
And that is hard to do when it comes to business and fucked up business.
Exactly.
So I recorded this Michi record and he was on the phone and we had this talk. He said, Tone, I don't want to do no business with you with music no more. I want to just become your friend again.
Awesome.
And make money outside of music.
It's good.
Because the music was really killing us.
I love that.
So I recorded this song. It all falls back to music. How weird. And I just shared him this Michi Lada record. I just said, hey, I know you love good music. Check this out.
That's your Michi song, right?
Yeah, and it ain't even out yet.
Not out.
Oh, what?
I thought you meant that Michi
song. This is
the next one.
Oh, this is different.
This is the real Michi record.
That's another one.
Yeah.
Nobody's heard.
Oh, I got to hear this.
So I played it for him, or I sent it to him. He calls me up. He's driving down PCH, and he goes, Tone, you thinking what I'm thinking? And I'm like,
no.
No. I'm like, yeah, you think of what I'm thinking. He's like,
God.
Yeah, he's like, Michi Cup.
That's how it started?
Yeah. Wow.
So what if, they say God works in mysterious ways. With all that music you did, all the time and effort you put in.
Exactly.
And then you made that Michi song just to have the Michi fucking cups. Like, God will take you the long road.
Yep.
He'll take you the long road so you just experience.
Well, if me and him had a falling out over the music, this would have never happened.
Mm-hmm. This is a great story, by the way.
It really is.
It's like so a real people, real story.
It's really just showing you if you're really dogs with someone, nothing will separate you no matter what.
Especially
because that's your fam.
Yes.
Well, we spent an hour on the phone that day.
Wow.
When I was driving, we had the vision.
Everything.
The skeleton.
Everything.
The whole look. The whole feel.
Before it even came.
That's so good.
That day.
Wow. And then
but had none of that had happened to you guys, like you're falling out, your music, man, this, you would have, that idea would have never resonated in your guys' brain.
Ever. Ever. And then once again, it's back to you fail, you keep trying shit.
Exactly. Yep. You don't
stop. You're like, I look at it this way. We have 10 rocks and there's a little bucket there. If you throw 10, one of them's going in the bucket.
Yeah.
Right.
You might miss nine. One's going to go. Period. One. And that's the way we live our lives. It's like we know one thing is going to hit regardless. And when that one thing hits, everything you did in the past is all going
to
come.
I think, too, like we can't be scared to jump on opportunities. And we can't be scared. We just need to get up and go do it kind of deal. Like just. Just
period.
Like just
everyone's too worried about what someone else is gonna think.
Like,
here's a weirdo. He's doing. Oh, he switches this.
Not,
oh, he
or
keeps
not even,
doing.
Or not even that. Like people, people make excuses though too. Oh, I can't leave this job for this reason, or I can't do that. I can't do it. But like Omar right here with his story, like if he could leave a job like that to just pursue his dreams, what's stopping you? You know, and there's a story in the Bible, John 5. It's about some guy. There was a pool, in Jerusalem, I guess. And every season, like an angel will go in the pool. And if you had sickness or you're paralyzed, whatever, like you get cured, kind of. It was like, so anyway, there's some guy there, and he was sick for 38 years, and they don't know what's wrong with him. Like, it don't say in the Bible the story, like, if he was paralyzed or whatever, it don't say. But he's just waiting there, you know, by the pool. Not in the pool. He's waiting by the pool, mm-hmm. you know. So Jesus walks up. He goes, what are you doing? He's like, well, I can't get in a pool. And Jesus is like, why? He's like, well, every time I try to go in the pool, somebody else goes in front of me. And Jesus goes, you know what? Get your stuff and get up and walk. So this guy gets his stuff. He gets up and walk. And I think a lot of us like that right now, that we have excuses. Oh, I can't do this because of this. This guy's in my way. Or this obstacle's in my way. Get up, get your stuff, and walk. Some of us are in a bad job. Talk to your relationship, whatever, a bad friendship. Get your stuff, get up, and walk. Mm-hmm. Stop waiting, man. That's what I'm saying. Like, just get your stuff and walk.
That's good.
Get your stuff and walk, man. So, that's good. Want to take another commercial break right now? We'll be right back. Come and check out the biggest vintage cell phone collection in the West Coast. With 600 cell phones in a museum, it'll be hard not to find your first phone. Stop by and visit Arm for all your phone and tablet needs. Gomichi's blowing up right now. You're doing good, successful. You're getting, you know, like, what's next for you right now, bro? Like, what? I know you have other plans already. You're always looking ahead. Like, what's going on right now?
Well, the cup is doing great. So, like I told you earlier, we always got to think ahead. So, I ain't told nobody this. Nobody knows this, but we are coming out with our own beer.
Exclusive. Ooh,
you heard it first. You heard it first. Yeah. Bah, 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 bah. Bah, 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 bah. Oh, yes. You don't have your soundboard today.
I didn't.
Oh, thank
so,
God.
So, new beer, and then past that, a tequila.
Wow. What?
Because it's all in the works. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And all
right.
We're just trying to really, like, bring some real, real, real shit to the Go Meet You. We know that the brand is blowing up.
I'm excited for the tequila. Dang.
I don't drink tequila, but I might
Let me
try.
Tell you, it's going to be the best bottle you've ever seen and tasted.
You know what?
Ooh, I'm excited.
I'm not better than that George Clooney shit.
And you know, okay, yeah, George Clooney's done. Hey, he got bought out for $700 million, almost $1 billion.
Plus another $300 million yeah. if they do good.
That's dumb. That sounds amazing.
No, it's amazing.
Yeah.
We're trying to aim over that.
Okay. Bro, he made more off that tequila deal than he did his whole fucking movie career.
Amazing.
Wow. Yeah, or acting
I just want to say about Gomichi, I'm not just being biased, but like, I'm just happy that you guys put a shitload of fucking chili on there. Like, you guys are not stingy, bro.
Yeah.
He gave me this cup, and I didn't even drink.
Oh, it was at the fight.
Oh, yes. I don't even drink beer. I hate beer, but I don't even know what you put inside of it, but I licked that whole entire rim.
Now you know what to do, Novel.
Like it was gone. And then I drank the beer.
This is the whole key to this.
Yeah, I got some tahini now.
Sometimes the thing that you have been chasing for forever isn't the thing that's going to take you over the top.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's why you always got to try everything you can try. Because you don't know which one of those things is going to take you to the place you've always wanted to be.
And you hear that, Em?
And I also like it that, like, how you guys make it kid-friendly and how you guys promote the tea and lemonade and all that. Like, I see little kids.
Oh, yeah. This isn't 20. This cup does not have. This is what's so dumb about, I mean, not other companies, but the marketing side of this.
Yeah.
Everyone associates a Michi cup with beer.
It's candy.
But at the end of the day,
Lucas on top.
We have been licking this rim since we were kids with Lucas.
It tastes just like when I was little.
So why in the world would I not promote a kid to pour juice in this and lick the rim?
Got you.
It's simple.
Oh, yeah.
That rim is just amazing.
So I thank you again for joining the show. I mean, I know you're a freaking busy guy, and I know you probably couldn't make it, but I know we are your friends, so we kind of forced you to be here.
You guys are priority, bro.
I appreciate that, like, I know there's a lot of other bigger shows than us, but you always show time for us when we ask you to come on. So, like, that means the most, like, dearest to me. That's so awesome.
That's what family's about.
But when again to
that's why all you guys are going to be at the wedding.
Oh, yeah. Whoa.
October 31st.
Tone's getting married on Halloween.
I'm trying to grow up, bro, you know.
Are you going
to
dress as a groom?
Hey, 2020 is the year for you.
Beetlejuice.
I can't wait.
Don't say it again. Don't say it again. That's twice. Don't say it again.
I cannot wait.
Beetlejuice.
Oh, my God. So when I get to a segment right now, it's called What Grinds Our Gears? Or is it Grind My Gears?
What Grinds My Gears?
So I want to start with Amris.
No, start with you. I started first last time.
But what grinds your gears?
I honestly, y'all go first. I'm trying to think still.
You had like a whole week to think what grinds your gears.
I know. I've been quiet. Okay, you know what grinds my gears?
Yes.
Go ahead, Am. Go ahead.
I'll
baby.
Tell you what. This mine isn't as good as it was last week, but this just because it irritated me okay. all week, and I'm like, it's haunting me. Is when people always have to back in to a parking spot.
Oh, Gus, bro.
Just park. So good. And I'm sitting there waiting 14 times so you can like, or like 14 minutes so you can just turn every single way just to back in. It's like just. Drive, just go. I have things to do. Yeah. That grinds my gears.
That drives
like,
you crazy.
Yeah. And I saw someone post something the other day, and it was like, imagine being so cool that you have to reverse into every single parking
please
spot
send me that meme.
That you
I need
see.
To send that to Gus.
And I was like, oh my! And I swear that grinds my gears.
You know what, babe? We fighting tonight.
Nah, but what grinds your gears, buddy?
Am grinds my motherfucking gears right now. That's what grinds my gears. What do you drive? What do you drive, lady? What do you drive?
A car.
Okay, is it a small car?
No.
Mid-size car?
It's like a mid-size.
Okay.
It's a 5 series.
Well, usually people that are backing in spots like that have a big ass car. It's way easier to back it in to leave out that fucking parking spot than it is to just glide right in.
I still think it's inconsiderate.
Anna's grinding your gears right now.
Yeah, she's grinding my gears.
I think it's inconsiderate. Then go far away to the parking lot way over there where people don't have to sit and wait 20 minutes so you can just reverse into the parking lot.
No, so what grinds your gears is people that can't park backwards, not actually parking
backwards.
No,
but there are some people who just want to be cool.
I did that shit all day today and just went
reverse into the parking spot. There are some people who just want to be cool and reverse every single time. It's like, stop.
There's pros and cons to the backing up because most fools that are doing bad shit want to back up so they can leave
Bone
fast.
Out. Yeah, only you would.
I don't have time second for it. Up, I don't have time for it.
I parked regular the other day at the gym and backed out when I was leaving.
Right, and it was hard as
I
fuck,
I backed
right?
into a fucking, into a motorcycle.
Oh, there you go. No.
Right?
Yeah.
Then I looked and instantly I was going to run. I was gone.
Yeah.
Right? But I looked and I'm like, I'm on camera.
Oh, yeah.
So I parked.
Hey, were you going to go meet your fucking car?
No, I was in the Jeep.
Okay, exactly. You got a big ass Jeep, right?
So then look. So I went into right the now, thing. Like, uh-huh. It was a trainer that I had been cool with.
Yeah.
Comes out. He picks his bike up. It was all good. But since that day, I was like, I'm going to back into my. So when
there
I
you go,
leave,
Am.
I don't have
go,
time Am. For it. A lot of people don't have Tone. Time for it. But there's just, I just can't.
What
grind
your
gears?
Do you have any grind your gears, Stone?
Come on, you got something.
No, I got a lot.
You have OCD. So, yeah. Everything grinds his gears.
Honestly, I fucking hate when people get shit and don't put it back in the spot they got it from.
From anywhere?
I like that.
Store?
Like I have tweezers.
No, at home.
When I pull my little gray hairs out of my beard.
So this for Steph then.
So
this is Steph. Steph, grind your gears.
No.
Yeah.
I love her.
I know you love her.
But no, okay. I get it. When people no, but, take
and, I love
her.
And she don't piss me off
and
right now.
And another thing that grinds my gears is when people just come home and throw their shoes off and one's over here,
Steph
one's over
love a come
no, because no, I go to people's houses and I'm and even when a shoe is on the side and one's
Omar,
like this,
come on,
like I need it to just be like this.
He has OCD, but that's like that's
no,
he has
really bad OCD.
He does
though.
Have OCD.
Yeah, he has.
You
OCD.
Have bad OCD.
You're pretty, it's pretty known, bad.
You, yeah,
but like there was a long time ago where T, when him and Steph were first dating, he would not even step foot into her room. He didn't want to see it. I don't want to know what it is. Remember when you guys didn't live together and you were like, I don't want to go. I don't want to look because it would drive you crazy. Everything drives you crazy. He's OCD.
Yeah. Paperwork, yeah. There's a lot of things that grind my gears.
There's a couple of things
but
that grind my gears.
Non-believers grind my gears.
You know, grind the mirror. This is like an Instagram grind my gears kind of. It's on an IG story. When it's somebody's birthday put and it just says happy, next post. Birthday, next picture. Two, next story, it goes, you, this person. It's like, they do like a whole sentence, but every fucking word is a different story. So that kind of grinds my gears a little bit. Like, you just say happy birthday with the fucking picture. Like, unless it's my birthday coming up pretty soon, so you could do that to me. But I'm saying,
oh, but also what grinds your gears is reposts.
No, I don't, like, reposts, yeah, it depends. Because if it's, okay, let's say I posted something of you, okay? I put your album, and you repost it. And then I go back and repost that you reposted it. That's overdoing it.
Double.
Yeah, so I don't mind the first repost. That's fine. But when you triple, like you're double dipping, like, okay, I posted it and you posted it. I'm gonna post
double
it.
Double dipping.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, you know?
I get it.
Yeah. Yes. All right, that's Street Scholars season 3, episode 4. We got High Tone. I'm the one that's going to do it. That's great. Every time he calls me, Haito goes, Rock. I go, it don't go. It doesn't sound right. But anyway, thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll see you next episode.
Next episode.
Whatever. Bye. Say bye, everybody.
Bye.